obviously, if you look at the, you know, the areas of the economy that Brazil is particularly strong at and the areas where China is particularly strong at, that kind of gives you some idea in terms of some of the sectors. So clearly energy is one. Food is another, to be honest, massive one. I mean, China imports a huge amount of food from Brazil and will want to continue to do so. In fact, China's been buying land in Brazil, I believe, to operate farms there, which may or may not lead to some controversy. Outside those two areas, you know, anything to do with intellectual property is obviously another one. And that can work in both ways. So I can imagine a number of different sectors where Brazil is quite strong, where China will be keen to see if they can collaborate with Brazil. So, for example, Brazil, I believe, has quite a strong aviation engineering sector. China is trying to build up its own national aviation sector and will probably be quite keen to see if they can do anything from a collaborative perspective there. Another one is potentially in terms of the other way around, right? So China's challenge is, you know, one of its challenges is geography. And so in terms of access to market, it may be that Brazil is a good location for China to build or set up some of its overseas, try and access Latin America and indeed North America. In fact, that's one of the issues we've run into with different industries where China is looking to export, but they can't export from China. And so they're looking to work out where they can set up manufacturing businesses to access those overseas markets and be closer to those markets. And I would have thought that Brazil may be quite an attractive location to think about that. China being pragmatic, you can imagine in general that they'll try and do quid pro quo deals whereby as go and invest this, that, and the other in China, and in exchange we'll do this and the other in Brazil. And they've done that very effectively in a number of different markets, you know, barter deals, or try and do sort of infrastructure deals whereby China will try and help in terms of infrastructure stuff in Brazil in exchange for being able to get investments or good deals for Chinese companies in the other way into China. So I think you can expect a lot of those sort of things. But in terms of which sectors, it's, to be honest, it's going to be pretty much probably priority being on the sectors which Brazil is strongest at and where there's a fit with China. From an IT perspective, I know you mentioned that. I think that, to be completely honest, I think it's probably going to be lower down the scale of priorities just because some of these other areas are so big in comparison. Mm-hmm. But clearly Brazil and China have a different animals and they each have respective strengths. And I'm sure that you know, China would be open to doing things. The challenge from an IT perspective in China is it's a very fragmented market with very few large players. So small players struggle a lot more to do overseas deals than bigger players. So you can imagine somebody like Huawei, you know, Huawei is already active in Brazil and is already doing stuff in Brazil. But there aren't that many Huawei's. You know, after Huawei, ZTE, you've got a couple of others, but very quickly you get to very small companies where Brazil's a long way away and it's not necessarily their top priority.